Simen Kuf Peites Sif Zayin Fill Yud Gimel, at least the Hakdama to Yud Gimel Beis Hashem. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin Ketzad Pevas Vimei Achoydish Bedilug. This is Machlok between Rav and Shmuel and Daf Samach Dalin Kigoyin Shirosa Betezval Benisan Betez Zayin Beir Vyud Zayin Besivon Leikov Avestet Hachatir Beyud Ches Betalmas Shein Ri Rishenim Mitzarefes Kim Shein Aflok Yishomi. This, he says him, the Mechaber says him, like Shitas Shmuel, that even for Ves, you may dilug for Chadoshim, you need four Re'ias. Umi, umhoi, la Veset Kredim, sheyitzchila, v'achak rachshin, tevaros, bedilug, gimopamim, kova Ves, bedilug, v'sha'af rachshin, bedilug, v'ros, v'sha'af, shedilugum, yves kavua. If she has a Ves kavua for Yud Dalid, l'chredish, v'pashtis, the Prisha learns even any Ves kavua, but seems Rav Achrenim understand that she has to have a Ves Kavua for Yud Dalet, then she switches to Tezvav, then she's Kaveh V'yeshemim. It brings down, the Machaber brings down Yeshem Shafi Shalirot, and the Tezvav Benisan. The Tezayin Me'ir, Yud Dayin Betivan, Kavav Vesetu Chashesh Lechaz Betamuz, Yud Tez Ba'av, V'chein La'olam, V'yishlochesh Le'divreim U'lahachmer. He brings down Yeshem Shitas Rav, that she has to be Choshesh for a Ves Kavua, even after three Re'is. Even though she was not medalag three times, she has three Yemei Achoydesh, Bidilugin, and that's enough to be Koveya. Now it's not clear here what happens at the end of the month. She starts, this is all talking about when she starts at Tezvav Tezayin Yitzayin. Is she going to get to the end of the month? Beisachnit. But what happens when she starts on Chof Ches, Chof Tes, and then Lamed? What does she do the next month? Is she Choshesh or is the Ves over? So the truth is that the pre-day is Mistapik in Agdomo. In Shar Ches, the Hakdama to Hilchas Nida, the Pidei is Mistapik. He's Mitzade, that in Echonami you go to Aleph, Mitzorachim. He blabs Torachim at the end. Lamaisa the Aflaw, and the verse in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, those that have it, Mechon Yerushalayim has it, the Aflaw, and that's how the Imre Avrom, the Tzvashom Zalman's brother, who wrote a Kuntras on Hilchas Nida, he brings out from the Chazon Ish, that no, as it gets to the end of the month, then it's Poka the Vest, and you start again. She loses her Ves Kavua. That's how the Chodshonim, the Vashiris go, Halach Lamaisa. Then in Echonami, the Ves ends at the end of the month. That doesn't mean that you don't have to be Choshesh for it at the beginning, even though it's not going to continue. Since it could continue for a certain amount of months, the Mele, you have to be Choshesh for it. When you get to the end of the month, then it's Poka. Now, the Chiro, she starts again. She's finished. She has no Ves anymore. It's kilo as if she reset her Vestus clock. So says the Chodshani, if she's going to see Mamash Aleph and Beis next month, and it sounded like Aleph wouldn't be enough even, then he says maybe in Echonam you'd have to be Choshesh. But to be Choshesh lechatchila, you wouldn't have to be Choshesh. Now lechura, no, as long as you could have a Ves Kavua, as long as you have 3 years now that could continue, even if it's not going to continue forever, that's enough. If you know that it can continue, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed, one of these, or Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, on a Chaser, where it can continue, so then there's no point to the, what would it be Choshesh for Bechlal, Lecher. Lecher, Gimel Beis Aleph would be the same thing, and Echonami. Now, Lecher, Mistaver, like the Mekilim, that it ends. Why is that? Because what's the Pshan in the Ves HaChoydesh Bechlal? We saw either according to the Ra'ah, the Ramban holds Bechlal, there's no such thing as the Ves Yemei HaChoydesh. In Chedushim, in Halachis, he's Choshesh. However, in Chedushim, he says the Pashas should be not that way. The Rashba and the Ra try to affirm why there is such a thing as the Vest Limei HaChoydesh. Even though the Chorro, it doesn't make sense. 1 month is Mali, 1 month is Chaser. Why should she see every month on the same day? It's not the same amount of days in between Re'is. Says the Ra, in Chanami, the way that we reckon Vestus is to feed the amount of days from when the Levana is Mashpia, is Nizgale on the Velt, is Moifir on the Velt. That's when it's Mashpia on the world, and it's the amount of days from when you see the new moon that you count every month. Maybe it doesn't really make a difference how many days in between, because every time that the new moon comes out, that's when you reset the clock, and it's the amount of days from there. According to the Rashba, it's from the Shefer of Bezdin. Bezdin's Kviyas Lachoydish is what caused it to see. So how could it be that this past month, it caused it to see 28 days after the Shofar after the Kviyas HaBezdin. And the next month it caused it 29 days. And the next month it caused it 30 days. And then the next month it was 1 day afterwards. It switched from 30 days being Gerim, from 30 days to 1 day after the Moilid. The whole next month she didn't see Bechlal. And then it resets and she sees, for her it's not 30 days, 31 days after last month's Moilid, because there was a new Moilid since then. And every new Moilid or every new Kliyas Bezin is reset the clock. So what's the pshat that it should switch so drastically in 1 month and go from Lamed to then the next time that the Moilid causes it, she sees 1 day after the Moilid. However, it's Machlokes HaPoskim. L'chora the pashas is that in Hanami it seems that already from the earlier Poskim that they're mitzadeh that it would end at the end of the month. We'll see in a minute. What happens? The pre-deah there is mistapik another shayla. He says, what happens if a woman is kaveah for tezvov, tezayin, yezayin, and then the next she's like the next 3 months she doesn't see on yudches, yutes, and chos. She sees totally random dates. She sees yud gimel, she sees chavav, she sees on yudzayin. So she didn't see on those 3 days. What happens if the 7th month, which is the month now she doesn't have mi'choshesh, she saw tezvov, tezayin, yezayin? According to Rav, you have to mi'choshesh for yudches, yutes, chos. She doesn't see Yudches Yutes Chof, and the next month she sees on Chof Aleph. Is she go back to her Ves Kavua from beforehand or not? If you want to say that she goes back to her Ves Kavua, what day is it that we're Cheshish for? Is it Chof Aleph, which is Kefi the Cheshbin of what month? Or is it really she should be seeing on Yudches now? She never saw on Yudches. She was Kaveh for Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. Then she didn't see on Yudches, she didn't see on Yutes, she didn't see on Chof. So now when she's going back to be Kaveh or Ves, is she choshesh for Yud Ches or Chaf Aleph? She sees Chaf Aleph. Is that the day she should be seeing, or is it Yud Ches? Which is her day?
Why should she be choshesh?
She doesn't have to be choshesh. If she does she reset her vest?
Why should she?
Maybe she's now was choshesh to see the same way that we know if a woman has a vest kavur for Tezvov, Tezvov, Tezvov. And she doesn't see for the next 3 months on Tezvov, but she's not Kaveh Aves. She sees in Chof, Yud Beis, Tezayin, and next month she sees in Tezvov. Chozra Veselim Kremo. The halacha is, we'll see in your Dalet, Bezer Hashem, we saw it in the Sugan, the Afsam of Dalet. That's Chozra Veselim Kremo that we saw in Shitas Rashi and the Sezer Rosh. That it goes back. L'chor, it should be the same thing over here. The truth is that you really can clear the Shaila even without being Urk of the Vest. What happens, let's clear the Shaila, a special Shaila. What happens, a woman has a Vest Kavua first, she saw Tezvav, Tezayin, Izayin. Yurchet, she's Kaveh even according to Shmuel. She's supposed to see a test this month. She didn't see a test this month. Next month, what is she going to be chayshish for? She's chayshish for Yitess, which she should have seen last month, or she's chayshish for Chof? Lamaisa, she never got to the Yitess. And Mamela, she should be chayshish for Yitess, or no? According to the Cheshbin Avestas, she should work out, she should be chayshish for Chof. So in the Pridea, in his previous Shaila, it was Pasha to him, even after you're Eikert for 3 months, and you didn't see, the day that she sees on that's considered as she was chos, that she hid her day of the vest is Chof Aleph, the day that she should be according to the Cheshbin. Well, according to him, it's Pashit, that if a woman misses a month, she still counts that month kilu as if she saw on that day, and the next month she's chayshish for the next day. So if she didn't do any test, the next month she's not chayshish for your test, she's chayshish for Chof. And it says the Shevet Levi, Keinu Sugya Da Alma, that's how we pass in Alach Lamaisa, that's the Minig Olam, that if a woman has a vest for Dilugin, she saw Yudayin, Yudches, Yutes, Chof, she didn't see on the next month. She's not choshesh from 2 months time. She's not choshesh for Chof Aleph. She's for Chof, which she didn't see on. She's choshesh for Chof Aleph, which is the next day. The truth is that L'chura, it's Meduric that way in Rashi. The Bach makes the Diak in Rashi. And the Bach says, Rashi says, Rashi's Lashon is that Asur l'yom yudches. He says when you're kaveh for tezvav, tezayin, yudzayin, so then you're kaveh ves l'dilugin. V'asur l'yom yudches l'chodesh arvi, or l'yom yudches b'chodesh hachamishi, v'chein la'olam. What does it mean v'chein la'olam? Says the Bach, v'chein la'olam means that even if you miss a month, you still rech and you still climb, and even if you didn't see your new test, the next month you're not chodesh for your test, you're chodesh for chof, which was the month you should be kifi cheshbon. Agav, that's the case. Maybe you could be medayik also klapi the first shayla that we started out with. We started a shayla. We said, what's going to be when you get to the end of the month? You saw Chavav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed. What's with next month? So, L'chur, it's Meduik, B'loshim Rashi, of V'chein La'olam. What's V'chein La'olam? It's not V'olam. It's only till the end of the month. And not only that, it's the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says the same Lashon of V'chein La'olam. That's V'chein La'olam. V'yesh Lashon of the Reim Lachman, when he brings down the Rav, V'chein La'olam. For Mela, L'chur, that would be the Dik, which is not like maybe the Aflobi said beforehand. However, you could be madcha and say that lav dafka, v'chein lo'ilam is lav dafka. Why? Because lo'ilam is not lo'ilam. If you're oikir the vest, then there's no vest anymore. So you're not choshesh lo'olam. You're only choshesh till you're accurate. This is one of the ways to be accurate vest, is when you come to the end of the month. Obviously, it's not the same type of akira, because if a woman is shaveh for chafeh, chavav, chazayin, it's very hard to say v'chein lo'olam when she's only choshesh for another 2 months. That's what it means, until there's an akira tzavet. L'chura, we would be able to go l'kuli here, like the haflo, chazanish, l'chotshoni, go l'maisa, that at the end of the month, in a chanami, you would not have to be choshesh for aleph. However, if you take a dusi on aleph, then maybe in a chanami, there's makan to be choshesh for the prideo, that says that you should be choshesh for the next month. This is all with Vesta Chodesh Lidilugin. What with Vesta Flogis Lidilugin? So, interestingly enough, we had this stuff ready last week. We spoke about it. Sifhei, the Machaber talks about Vestas HaFlogis Lidilugin, a woman that sees after 30 days, not after 31 days, and after 32 days. And he says, your Kaveh HaVest Lidilug Shal HaFlogis. In Sif Zayin, when he talks about Yumei HaChodesh Bidilug, Yudzayin, Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, he brings down a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. When it comes to aflogis, he doesn't bring down any machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Not only that, over here in Sif Zayin, he's so sim like Shmuel that you need 3 dilugim, and he brings only as a yesh erim im Rav, and he says yesh lochush ledivreim lahachmer, but b'etzem is only a chomer maker. Then we go like Shmuel. When it comes to aflogis, he's so sim totally like Rav, and he doesn't even bring down Shmuel shita. What's up, Shah? The truth is, if you look at the Beis Yosef, interestingly enough, the Erlam was ma'ir this. The Beis Yosef brings down the din of haflogis b'dilugin twice. One time he brings it down with 4 haflogis, like Shmuel, 3 dilugim. And one time he brings it down with 3 haflogis, 2 dilugim, like Rav. So it's not clear from the Beis Yosef how he's going alach l'maisek. Yodua, you're really supposed to paskin, to know how to paskin, is look at the Beis Yosef says in the Beis Yosef. Only if you can't figure out what he means in the Beis Yosef, then you look in the Shulchan Aruch. Here we don't know what he says in the Beis Yosef. He says both ways. How do we paskin alach l'maisek? So the truth is that it's really not so poshut that there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel when it comes to aflogis v'dilug. We don't find, there is a shayla in the Girsa and the Ramban in Halachis. However, there is a shayla in the Ramban, but basically we don't really find in the Rishonim that the Rishonim deal with this shayla according to how many re'is do you need. According to Shmuel, haflogis bedilug. So there's 3 possibilities when it comes to haflogis bedilug. Either it's the same haflogis that we have in Rav and Shmuel, just you go up a notch. That Rav, when he holds by Yemei Chodesh 3, and Shmuel holds 4 re'ez. Then when it comes to haflogis, Rav holds 4 re'ez, which are 3 dilugim, and Shmuel holds 5 re'ez, which are 4 dilugim. Or no, everybody's masking that you need 4. According to Rav, all you need is 4 re'is, which are 3 aflogis. Or everybody's masking that you need 5. Is Shmuel masking to Rav that 4 is enough? Or is Rav masking to Shmuel that 5, you need 5? Or you have the same machlekes. Rav holds 3 and Shmuel holds 4 by Chodesh and by aflogis. Rav holds 4 and Shmuel holds 5. The truth is that if you look at the Bera Gela here, interestingly enough, on this halacha Sifhei, by aflogis bidilugin, he quotes, Miplukta de Rav is Shmuel, uki Shmuel. He says that it's going like Shmuel. The halacha of 3 haplogis, he quotes here, Lamed, Lamed, Aleph, Lamed, Beis, Uki, Shmuel. That means even Shmuel's maskim that all you need is 4. There are a number of achronim that go this way. And the truth is that it's meduik that way in Taisus. Taisus, that's Tamach Dalet, Amed Aleph, Itmar. He says, if a woman sees on Yimei HaChodesh, B'shoveh, Tezvov, 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 everybody agrees that all you need is 3 re'ez. The whole machlekes is, when it's not Peshavet, Tezvov, Tezayin, Yizayin. Then Rav holds you need 3 re'ez, and Shmuel holds you need 4. And what happens if it's not a day for the, it's not a day of the month? It's not Tezvov, Tezayin, Yizayin. It's a flogging. He says, then Rav is Moida She'ein Ria Rishayna Min Aminyin. In the case where it's not Yimei HaChodesh, Rav is Moida She'ein Ria Rishayna Min Aminyin. Well, who's he Moida to? He's made it to Shmuel, it sounds like. Even though generally he holds that 3 re'ez is enough, because the re'ez is min and minyan, here he's made that the re'ez is not min and minyan, and you need 4 re'ez. It's mashma that Shmuel holds 4 re'ez, and Rav is made it to Shmuel, that you need 4 re'ez. The only issue is that the next line in Taisa says, Moida Rav, She'ein re'ez min and minyan, Ulukuli alma be'inan she'teshalish bedilug. Everybody holds that you need to have three dilugim. The only way to have three dilugim with haflagis is if you have five riyas, four haflagis, three dilugim, one vest. That's the only way that you can have it according to to have three dilugim. So if you need to be mishalish b'dilug, then the dig of taisus is that you should need five, and the rashash learns that way, the hazanish learns that way. However, roiv ruben of achrenim mamash learn not that way. The same machlagas you have between Rav and Shmuel is the same machlagas by haflagas. And lechura, that is the pashtus. I don't know any other way that you could say that Shmuel holds that you don't need three dilugim. Three dilugim is four haflagas, five ra'is. Three dilugim means that you saw 30, 31, 32, 33. That's five ra'is. 30 before to 30 is one ra'ia. From 30 to 31 is 2 riyas, 31 to 32 is 3 riyas, 32 to 33 is 4 riyas, 33 to 34 is 30. I lost it somewhere. 5 riyas. We got a hand. The first riyah, that's the first riyah. Then you saw 30 days later, that's your first haflaga. 2 riyas, 1 haflaga. Then you see 31. So you have three ra'iyas, two haflagas. Then you see 32 is four ra'iyas, three haflagas. Then you see 33 is five ra'iyas, four haflagas, three dilugim. 30 to 31 is one dilug. 31 to 32 is two dilugim. 32 to 33 is three dilugim. I don't know how there's any way to say, according to Shmuel, that you don't need three dilugim. The Gemara says that what's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? The Gemara thought the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is, do we pass them like Rebbe or do we pass them like Rav Shimon Gamliel? It was pashut that if you hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, then you need three dilugim. So the Gemara, no, even Rav holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but he doesn't hold that you need three dilugim. The first three is minaminim. But Shmuel holds that you need three dilugim. The only way that you have three dilugim is when you have five re'is and four aflogis. Then you have three dilugim. I'm not sure how there is any possibility to get out of that according to Shmuel. The pashas is according to Shmuel, you should need five. According to Rav, how many haflagas do you need? So we said when he came to Yom HaChodesh, three riyas is enough. Why is three riyas enough? Because you have a vest in Yom HaChodesh. You just want to know what type of vest you have in Yom HaChodesh? Look in between. We're not being koveya according to the dilugin. We're being koveya according to the Yom HaChodesh. And you have 3 days of the Yom HaChodesh. That's enough. You want to know what type of vest Yimei HaChodesh you have, so just look in between and it'll be Megaleh, what type of vest HaChodesh you have, it's Lidilugim. Now when it comes to Haflagah, what type of vest do I have? A Haflagah vest. As long as I have three Haflagahs, that should be enough. The same way that if I have 3 days in the month, three Haflagahs should be enough. You want to know what type of vest of Haflagahs I have? Look in between the Haflagahs. But as long as you have three Haflagahs, that's like having 3 days of the month. And the same way that 3 days of the month is enough, three haflagas is enough. You want to know what type of vest it is? Look in between. It'll tell you the details of the vest, that it's haflagas bidiyug. But in a chanami, l'chura, only three haflagas should be needed, which is four ra'iyas and three haflagas, and that's the way that roiv gedolei achrenim go. That's how the Bach goes, and the Shach, and the Taz, and the Goyin, and the Chavaz Das, and the Sujei Torah, and the Chochma Sodom. Basically, everybody goes that you need four ra'iyas according to Rav, five ra'iyas according to Shmuel, and Kumtai is that the whole halach and tefei that says that the mechaber is toisim like Rav is only like Rav, or it's according to Shmuel that you have a vest kavua from beforehand. But in a chanami, everybody would hold that you need, according to Shmuel, Rav, achrenim hold that you need, according to Shmuel, five ri'is, which is four aflagas and three dilugim. La halach l'mayit adri paskin. It sounds from Sif Zayin that Mekar Adin Ripaskin, like you saw in the Beis Yosef, in the tour, it sounds from the Machaber that he passes like Shmuel, and he's Choshesh for Rav L'Chumro. Choshesh for Rav L'Chumro means that you have to be Choshesh for both Chumros L'Chumro. That's what the Bach says. You have to be Choshesh for both Chumros, not just one Chumro. Because, why is that? Because really the Shaila is Fakert. We have a Shaila in Vestas. Vestas is a Derabanan. Ripaskin that Vestas are only Derabanan. So the chur, if you have a shayla in vestas, we should go to kula. Why yesh lachmer v'kishneim fakir? Yesh lahokal. You should be mekel. The shayla is, where's the kula? So if you look at the Chochmas Adam, Chochmas Adam says something interesting here. It says you should just know a klal that not every time that we have a suffix by a derabanan do we go to kula. How do I know? Because in vestas it says that we have in Sif Zayin אף אגב דלוי בפייסקין וסס דרבנה, מקומקום במוקום שמחולוקין הפייסקין בלוי אחרה ברוח, השין להחמר. ראי ממה שכסו שבנה, בסדר זיין. He brings a ראי ומאר סטיף, if you have מחלקס, even though וסס דרבנה, משיבו לכולו, if you have מחלקס הפייסקין, מחלקס דרשיינם over here we have, how do we pass in the grab of Shmuel, then במילא, we have to be choishes for both of the sheetas להחמר. So similarly, Pirish, why that is, though. So, the truth is that, look at Lechem Mesimla. Lechem Mesimla says, why do you have to be choishes for both of them? Because each one's a chumra and each one's a kula. Every time you're choishes for a vest kavua, there's a kula and a chumra involved. It's a kula that you don't have to be choishes for other vests, and it's a chumra that you now need three times to be accurate. So every whatever you're going to say, if you're going to say you're not kaveya, it's also a kula and it's a chumra. If you are kaveh, it's also kula chumra. So you want to say you don't call a chumra, you don't call a chumra, you go to kula. Which kulas do you take? You take the kulas of both of them? Take the kulas of only one of them? Which one do you take? Each one's a kula and each one's a chumra. So LMI, you want to take both kulas. You can't do that. You can't take two kulas which are says to each other. But mainly you have to be chayshah. Since you can't take two kulas which are says to each other, you have to take both chumras la halacha. However, says Reberkowitz, any time that we're chayshah for vestis lahachmer, you take choishes for vest lahachmer, you wouldn't have to be choishes for another chumra on top of it. Anything else which is not mikra, then you wouldn't have to be choishes for on top of it, which would mean you're choishes for Rav and Shmuel. A woman sees after 26 days, after 27 days, after 28 days. According to Rav, she's kreveya vest dilugin ba'aflaga b'dilugin. According to Shmuel, she's not choishes. That means that next month she has to be choishes according to Rav for day 28, and according to Shmuel for day 27. Says the Berkowitz, you wouldn't have to be choishes for the Or Zerua on both of these vestas, because then that's a chumra on top of a chumra, or at least the whole apachos on Rav's vest. It sounds like the Iker is Shmuel. So on Rav's vest, you wouldn't have to be choishes for a Zerua, you wouldn't have to be choishes for the Chavez Das, that Oyne Beinus is day 31 from there. If it's if you hold it, you don't have a Kavua, then you wouldn't have to be choishes for the other ones that are, once you're being choishes for both of them, so then we're not going to have to take the chumras that are involved in both of them because we're being choishes for 2 days. That in itself is already a chumra. You're not going to be choishes, and you won't have to be choishes for the place also. Though we'll get to the place Be'ez Hashem. Some people hold the places not a chumra. It's Mikir Adin. Some people hold the Chavaz Das also. Okay. No, for sure not. For sure you wouldn't have to. Chibi Ganishik is also a chumra l'chairah. You wouldn't have to be there. On the one which is maybe Mi'ikar Adin, there would still be maybe the Tavala of Racha. But certainly not on the one that you're being Machmer for, you wouldn't have to be Choshesh. Shar Krevis meaning Chibu Nishuk. Anything which is not Chibu Nishuk, Savitai is Mutter. Even on Nenis of Vest Mamish. That's with regard to Vest HaChodesh and Vest HaFlogis B'Diluk. Comes Tziv Ches, and we have another Halacha, similar to the Halacha that we had just now. Rasa gimel pomer gimel chadashim bedilug v'chazav rasa boysin dilugin atzmam emnoga kin gimel pomer raise the vest kavu ledilug chalilo. If a woman sees in a dilug and she goes in a circle and sees it again in the same 3 months, she sees on ketzad. How does she see it? She sees tezvav tezayin yizayin. The next 3 months tezvav tezayin yizayin, tezvav tezayin yizayin. Says the mechaber kavu levest ledilug chalilo v'cheshes la'olam tezvav lechodesh zeh tezayin lechodesh zeh v'yizayin lechodesh zeh. She always says B'chosh V'tazal T'zayin Yizayin. Now, the Shaila is, what is this vest? Is this vest the vest of the Rach? Which even though L'chayro, that would be the Pashtas L'chayro. That he's just quoting the Halacha of the Rach. That he understood that the Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel is that you go Chalila, T'zvav T'zayin Yizayin, T'zvav T'zayin Yizayin, T'zvav T'zayin Yizayin. And even though L'mayis of Rav Rishenim do not learn like the Rach, however, like the Rashba says, even though we don't learn like the Rach Pshat in the Gemara, however, l'halacha alibu de'ochasa, if that's what happens, if somebody has such a vest of tezvav tezayin yizayin 3 times, in a chanami, she's going to be kaveya such a vest for tezvav tezayin yizayin. It's not that we are chirlik on the din, we're chirlik on the Pshat in the Gemara. And in a chanami, l'dino, if it happens, then we'll be choishish. The truth is, that's the way that the Prisha learns. That's the way the Shach brings down from the Prisha here. That the Prisha learns that we're being choishish for the vest of the Rach, that it's a choizah chalila. However, many achrenim seem to learn out this way. The Bach and the Shach and Kimdumani, that's the Pashtus of the Taz also, they understand that we're not handling the vest of the Rach b'chlal. You disagree? That's the Pashtus of the Taz, Kimdumani, still. That we're not handling the vest of the rach at all. And the way that he says it, interestingly enough, the Shach says that it's nidchel halacha. He says, kiven da apoyskim dochu pirish rach. Spirulu, dochu bein rav neshvul sagi begim upam. I'm not sure what it means, dochu pirish rach. Dochu pirish rach is from the sugyo, but not in the halacha. But he names on dochu pirish rach, and memela, over here, everybody's going to agree, Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel are going to agree, that your koveya vest for tezvav, tezayin, tezayin, tezvav, tezayin, tezayin, tezvav, tezayin, tezayin. What's the pshat? You're not really koveya a vest b'diluk chalilo. You're koveya a vest for every third month for the same day. You're koveya a vest for tezvav, in 3 months tezvav, in 3 months tezvav. You're koveya another vest, tezayin, in the 3 months tezayin, 3 months tezayin. And the third vest for yizayin, in 3 months yizayin, 3 months yizayin. So Bethan, you have three vests over here. It's a little bit shver, the lashon maybe of the mechaber. Each side is shver. To learn like the Rach is a little bit shver, because then Kumtai said he would say some just according to Rav. According to Shmuel, this is not true. This halach is not true. Taisa says the way to be kaveh a vest according to Shmuel is tazvav tazayin yizayin yudches. Tazayin yizayin yudches, tazayin yizayin yudches. So Mashmoy says that it's only according to Rav that you can be kaveh tazvav tazayin yizayin, tazvav tazayin yizayin, tazvav tazayin yizayin. That's first of all. Elamai, you want to learn that it's three different vestes, so what does it mean that you're kaveya vest l'diluk chalilo? It's not a diluk chalilo, it's vest l'sirugin, which is sif tes and sif yudreis. It's three vestes l'sirugin. You see one vest of hashavet, tes vav, three times, one vest of tes zayin three times, one vest of yudayin three times. Now, what's the halacha when it comes to aflogas? Can you have the same thing? A woman sees a aflog of 20, next month 25, next month 30. Next month 20, next month 25, next month 30. Next month 20, next month 25, next month 30. Can you do that? Is that a vest kavu or not? Says the Shevi Levi, no way. Enka zadavar. It's only in Me'a Chodesh that there's an external gerim, then each month is not erika the previous month. However, in a case where you're seeing aflagas, every time that you see a new aflaga, you're erika the previous aflaga. There is no kvias anymore of the previous aflaga because it doesn't take her 20 days to fill up. It takes 25 days to fill up. She's erika in Gansu. The Badei Shulchan wants a taino, and the truth is that it's madurik like this in the aflo also. He says the Kamal Furish, that it's totally in the two purishim that we just said before, and it's totally in how you learn the talacha. If you learn that it's three different vestas, she sees 20, and then 3 months later 20, 3 months later 20, she sees 25, 3 months later 25, 3 months later 25, then in Chanami, in such a case, she would not be kreveya by aflovis. Because every month is really erker what you did beforehand, and we're not going to say there's any connection between the fourth month and the first month. There's no connection be'etzem between every time that she sees the next month, she's being erker what she did the first month, and she's saying that this is not how long that it takes her to fill up. So we don't really see any connection between the fourth month and the first month. Unless you learn like the Rach. If you learn like the Rach, that it's all one vest that goes around and around, so then maybe you could learn that it's not three different vestas that she's having in between, that she's being kaveya for three different vestas of aflogas. She's being kaveya one vest, and this is the way that she does it. It takes her, she slowly peters out, and then she gets stronger. Slowly peters out and gets stronger. Slowly peters out and gets stronger. But if it's three different vestas, that means she has one cycle of 20, one cycle of 25, one cycle of 30. It doesn't make sense that that should be a woman's kviyas. How long does it take her to fill up? If you want to say that it's all one vestet, then you could say that in the Chanami, this is what happens. It gets lighter, then it gets lighter, and it gets lighter. That's what's happening. It's not three different vestes of 20, and of 25, and of 30, because then what's her kviyas? She doesn't really have any kviyas. It's not an external gerim of tezvov, tezayin, yudzayin. If you would be a hold at it like the Rach, then maybe in the Chanami, you'd be able to be kveya such a vest. Now, that would be l'chor one nafkemina la'alacha. Another nafkemina la'alacha is, how are you oiker this vest? If you learn that it's three different vestes that the woman is kaveya, tezvav tezayin yizayin, tezvav tezayin yizayin, tezvav tezayin yizayin, what happens if the next 9 months look as follows? She sees tezvav chav gimel yizayin, tezvav yud beis yizayin, tezvav yud tes yizayin. So that means the next 9 months she continued going with her tezvav, and she continued going with her yizayin. The only thing she knocked out was the tezayin. So, what happened? Was she oiker her vest or not? If it's three different vestes, one vest of tezvav every 3 months, one vest of tezayin every 3 months, one vest of yizayin every 3 months, then she knocked out the middle vest. She only now has two vestes left. She has tezvav, and she has the Zayin. Tes Zayin was totally knocked out. But if you learn like the Rath, that it's all one vent, then Mepashtis, she hasn't done anything. What has she been Oiker Bechlal? One time in every cycle she didn't see. That's not a Yakiris Avest Bechlal. How are you Oiker Avest according to the Rach? Certainly, you really only have two options. Either by getting rid of Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin, or maybe the Pashtus is, I think, that it's a 9-month cycle, and you have to get rid of all 9 months to be able to be Kerveil, to be able to be Oiker your vest from beforehand. It's a cycle of nine. Every group of three is one chativa. Sometimes it takes 2 months to be able to see a vest, and sometimes it takes 1 month, and sometimes it takes 3 months. For example, in Vesta Siruk, it takes 2 months to see every year. Every time that you saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you didn't see Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You saw Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you didn't see Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. You saw Rosh Chodesh Av, so it took you a few months to be able to make one Re'iyah. So too, according to the Rach, she sees Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin, that's one Re'iyah. Took her 3 months to have one Re'iyah. Then she saw again Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin, she has 2 Re'iyahs. Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin, she has 3 Re'iyahs. How you acquire 3 Re'iyahs? By getting rid of the 3 Re'iyahs. Each Re'iyah is a Chativ, is a group of three. So she, to be able to be, if you didn't see on Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin, you acquire one of them. Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin, you acquire two. Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin, then you acquire all 3 of them. L'chor, that would be the process of how to be acquire the vestas according to the Rach. It really depends on how you understand the Rach. That's the truth, why he holds you need 3. But like many of the Achronim that understand that you need 3 cycles to be able to create 1 vest l'dilugin, then in a Chanami you need to get rid of all the 3 cycles to be able to be accurate.
If you see one time on the right day in 9 months, you're still a
Kavua? L'chor, that's how it would come out. If you see even one time on the 9 days, then you're a Kavua. Not only that, they're mitzadim. The Chayinim of the, what happens if on the first month she's Kaveh? Tezvot Tezayin Yizayin, Tezvot Tezayin Yizayin, Tezvot Tezayin Yizayin. Comes month 10. And she doesn't see on Tezvot. Does she have to be Choshish the next 2 months for Tezayin Yizayin? So if you hold, like the Shach and the Bach, that it's 3 different Vestas, Machnish says, who cares that you didn't see on Tezvot? What does that have to do with your next Vest of Tezayin? Or your next Vest of Yizayin? However, if it's all one Vest, and you need 3 to create 1 Re'iyah, so once you didn't see on Tezvav, then you already knocked out the first round. You don't have to be Cheshvet Tezayin Yizayin, according to the Rach. Because you already don't have that group of 3. You're already not seeing that way. You already, okay, you didn't do the Re'iyah Kefi Mashahu. How do you pass in Halacha L'Maisa? So, it seems that the Paiskim go, the Gedolei Achronim, and the Paiskim go that in the Chanami, this Halacha is like the Shach and the Bach, not like the Prisha learned, that it's really 3 different vestas. It's 3 different vestas, it's not 1 vest, and Meila in a Chanami, we would be Choshish, we would have the Kulas and the Chumras of 3 different vestas. And you would be Choshish, it wouldn't be like the Rach. That means to be accurate, you could be accurate, you could be accurate even 1 vest out of the 3 vestas. And if you didn't see on Tezvav 1 cycle, you'd still have to be Choshish Tezayin and Zayin. And Enochanami is considered 3 different vestas l'sirugin, not 1 vest. It's not exactly clear why Taka we're not choishes for the Rach. L'chor, this is a vest kavua l'fi the Rach according to Shitas Rav. It could be maybe because le'ikr l'dino is that we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel. Bifrat that in this case, the way that the Shach and the Taz and everybody else learns, this is halacha that works out sai according to Rav, sai according to Shmuel. If you learn that it's a vest zilugin v'sirug, if that's hachodesh b'sirug, then that's bein l'rav, bein l'shmul. Everybody holds that you could be kaveya such a vest. Mamela, it's more mistaver to say that the halacha of sif ches is going the kuli alma than to say that it's going just according to Rav. And in Shita Yechida, that Ravi Rishenim did not explain the Gemara like that. Mamela, in a Chanami, a woman could be kaveya, and like the Taz says, a woman that sees, you don't have to be such a crazy case of Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin. Tezvav Tezayin is also, would have the same halacha. They kaveya 2 vestas, one of Tezvav every other month, one of Tezayin every month. That would be with regard to vest zilug chalilu. Siftes rosa becha benisan becha besivon becha ba'av kovel a vest l'rish chedesh l'zilugin. The Machaber wrote this halacha twice. Not exactly clear why. In Siftes and in Sif Yudbeis, the Machaber says the same halacha that if a woman sees on rish chedesh nisan, she doesn't see on Iyar. She sees Rosh Chodesh Sivan, she doesn't see on Tammuz. She sees on Rosh Chodesh Av, she's Koveya Vest, the way that the Mechaber calls it over here, Kovel of Vest Rosh Chodesh Lidilugin. When he says it in Sif Yud Beis, he calls it a Vest Hasiruk. It's not a Vesta Dilug, it's a Vesta Siruk. Now, interestingly enough, even though it's the exact same halacha here in Tif Tes and Tif Yud Beis, the Taz is Seisir himself from one Tif Katan to the next Tif Katan. In Tif Katan Yud Aleph, on this halacha, he says that that this halacha is only according to Rav. You only have three Riz. You only have two Sirugin. You were Mesarig or Medalig from Rish Chedesh Nisan to Rish Chedesh Sivan, from Rish Chedesh Sivan to Rish Chedesh Av. That's only two Dilugim. According to Shmuel, you have to see again on Rish Chedesh Tishrei. That's your third Dilug. Then it comes to Sif Yud Beis, the very next Sif Katan Yud Beis in the Taz. And Taz says, no, this halacha is a Kuli Alma. Everybody holds that if you see on Rish Chedesh Nisan, Rish Chedesh Sivan, Rish Chedesh Av, you're Kevah. Even Shmuel's Masmi, you don't need Rish Chedesh Tishrei. Mele affect Allah Kreinim, affect the Taz, affect the Sidra Taras, Sosar Atzma, Vinei Obey. And I don't have an answer. It's interesting that the Mechaber writes over here, there's two big arets. First of all, why did he bring in Vesta Sirug in the middle of all the lachs of Vesta Dilug? The next two sifim go back to Vesta Dilug. Zion is talking about Dilug, Ches is talking about Dilug, Yud is talking about Dilug, and Yud Aleph is talking about Dilug. And also in the middle, in Tess, he puts in Vesta Sirug. Second of all, he doesn't call it Vesta Sirug, he calls it Vesta Dilug. It would be Gishmak, a Dilug we know, you need, according to Shmuel, you need four Re'ir's. And that would answer up the Taz. A Sirug and a Chanam Re'ir's, you need three Re'ir's. Only problem is, L'mayis is the same halacha. Call it what you want. But it's all the same halacha. So if you look at the Chavaz Das, and look at the Prideya, look at the Vidayi Le'achrenim, Pai Deshimayim, they're all Ma'ur, they all have Pshatim and had a Farim for the Taz. Basically being Magia the Taz, Ayin Sham, and at the end of the day, L'mayis, Kibshutei, how it is with Fanenu, is Tarach Biratuva, Bidas, the Taz. L'alach L'mayis, like we'll see in Sifir Beis, everybody's masking that Veslisi Rugin, Rish Chedesh Nisan, Rish Chedesh Sivan, Rish Chedesh Av, Yukaveh, even according to Shmuel, three Re'ias, two Sirugin, one Ves Kavua. As we'll see the halacha in a minute. Sif Yud, the halacha is Rasa Tezvav Benisan Tezayin Be'ir of Yudches Besivan. Loikav Aves, Kimin Shesirug B'Chedesh Lishi Rasa Yudches Bay. If a woman sees on Tezvav, the next month Tezayin, and the third month, not in Yudzayin, but in Yudches. So she went up 1 month, and she went up 2 months. What's halacha in that case? Are you kaveh or not? Says the Mechaber, no, you're not kaveh. And the shal is, why not? Why are you not kaveh? L'chura, we saw beforehand, there was machlokes between the Pardes Shemayim and Ramosha. What happens by aflogas bedilug? You go up by 1 month. A regular aflogas bedilug is that you see 30, next month 31, next month 32, next month 33. Let's say you see the first month 30, the next month 31, you went up by 1. The next month you saw 33, you went up by 2. The next month you saw 36, you went up by 3. The next month you saw 40, you went up by 4. Are you kaveh aves like that or not? So the Shach says something which is not exactly so clear. The Shach says, Shebechol inu shtei mashri yoyeseh shes kaveh, lafuki dilga pamachas yom echad, v'achar kach beiz yomim oyepcho. It sort of sounds like from the Shach that in a chanami, if you go up by 1 day, up by 2 days, or up by 2 days, up by then 1 day, then in a chanami not kaveh aves. That's what the Ramosha Nemzon Kipshutai. Pasha that kilachar yadi nemzon, then you're not kaveh such a vest. The Pardes Shemayim says no, that's not pshat in the Shach. The Shach just meant to say if you're erratic, one time it's 1 day, sometimes it's 2 days, 1 day, 2 days, 2 days, 1 day. But if you go up 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, then in chanami you're going to kaveh a vest. That's a seder, you're kaveh a vest. Kundumani, it's very meduik in the Prisha, not that way. However, that's the Pardes Shemayim learns. Says Rabbi Muller, Shlito, that l'chur we have a raya from here, not like the vest, not like the Pardes Shemayim. L'chur you went up by 1 day. And you went up by 2 days. Invest in Yimei HaChodesh. Tezvav. And then you saw Tezayin. So you went up by 1 day. The next time you went up by Yudches. You went up by 2 days. You have, according to Rav, three Re'ias. And that should be enough according to Rav. Three Re'ias by Yimei HaChodesh is enough. You went up by 1 day. You went up by 2 days. L'chor Zaraya, like Ramosha. And not like the Baris Yimei. You're not Chodesh after 2 times. Tainas Rav Zadar is Chavrusa. L'chor Maskim. Is that L'chor if that's the case, then your chershish come out every time that a woman sees three re'ias, she's going to be chershish. Because you could always make, it could always be the beginning of a pattern. If a woman sees on tezayin, and then she's in chof aleph, and then she sees on chof zayin. Right? So she went up by 5, and next time she went up by 7. So maybe next time she'll go up by 9. Who knows, right? If that's the cheshman, who knows where it could be. Anytime, a woman sees a flog is of 26, then she saw 28, and then she saw 32. So she went up by 2, and then she went up by 4, and next time she'll go up by 6, or next time she'll go up by 8. could be any three aflagas, not any three aflagas, but very many of the three aflagas. She went up by two, then she went up by seven. So she went two, then she added on five, then she's going to add on five to that, or she's going to add on seven to that, because there's numerous different possibilities to be kaveya for with three re'ias. Memela, we don't see any real pattern except in the case where it would be three re'ias, one after tazvav, tazayin, tazayin, then we see that you're going off by one. And that's where Rav holds it. Because there we see mamash, the pattern is continuing, but where it could be anything, any three re'ias could be a pattern theoretically. I don't see it until it's clear that that's a pattern. So memela, maybe in a chanami, if the next month she would see on Chof Aleph, she saw tezvah, tezayin, yuches, Chof Aleph, then in a chanami, in such a case, would be koveya. But yesh ma'ayin, whether or not you could bring a raya from here, not like the prior remainder. Though I do think that the halach l'maisa, we go like Ramesha, like he's the pashas of the shach, that it has to be shove. That's the pashas mashmoyis of the Beis Yosef and of the Shulchan Aruch. It has to be shava. Either you're always going up by one, or you're going up by two, but not one, two, then three, or anything that. These are all cases of, even though there's a seder, nevertheless, you're not kriveya for the seder. Not every seder that a person has is a kviyas vest. Even though you could find some seder, that doesn't mean that just any seder is a kviyas vest. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says that your dilgob ha-machas, Oishtaim eni chayshashes ledziluk. Afal pi shechayshashes leshar vestis bepamachas. Eni chayshashes levest hadiluk ad shetik ve'ena. Even though you're not chayshish for a vest hadiluk, even though most vestis you're chayshish for after one time, Vest Hadilug you're not Choshish for after one time until you're Kaveya. What's the reason why? So the Pashas, the simple reason why you're not Kaveya is because it's not a normal vest. The normal is that a woman should see Kavua on the same day, either the same day of the month or the same amount of Aflogis. However, to see go up by one is not a normal thing, and therefore what are you Choshish for a vest in a Kavua? Rashi says in Samach Gimel and Beis, because maybe you're going to be Kaveya afterwards. Maybe this is going to be your new kviyas. I don't have to be choishes for Mosel Hashkicha. This is going to be my kviyas. In the crazy place in Amazon, in Tzivkot and Aleph, he says this way, that in a chami, you don't have to be choishes. Kumta, it's similar lachar to Vest HaShoyis. Vest HaShoyis, something which is Mosel Hashkicha lachar, you don't have to be choishes after one time, but after three times, then you're choishes. The only question is, so then why is it different than a Vest HaShoyis when you get to Akiro? Vest HaShoyis is Nekar B'Shoachas. Here it should be Nekar B'Pamachas. So the truth is, the crazy place where she taught, he holds that it's taka, not nekar. It's nekar b'sha achas, but three times. But there's other achrenim that learn not that way over there. It seems that, and they learn that, the Chavas Das learns that it's nekar b'sha achas, but it means one time, because it's not a normal thing. So how come a vest hadiluk is not nekar b'pam achas? So the truth is that there's a Mekor Mayim Chaim says that. Now, Lefi the Taz in Vest HaShoyis is B'chal Nashver. The Taz holds in Vest HaShoyis, that Vest HaShoyis means a certain circumstance that happened. So it's like a Vest HaKvitzis. Vest HaKvitzis is a Vest which is Machmas Einis, you're only Choshish for one time. You're not Choshish for more than one time. But if you learn that it's Mamash an hour, and it's Mosel Hashkicha, you're only Choshish for one time, so why is this any different? So Mekor Mayim Chaim brings down an interesting shot from the Ravid. He says, the Ravid says that the only time that you're Choshish for a Vest HaShoyis Kavua is when at the end of the day I'm going to have to be Choshish for this day. For example, when it comes to Tezvav, I'm Choshish for Tezvav next month. Why? Because if I'm Kaveya, it's going to come out that this day, Tezvav, was the Chelek of my vest Kavua. It was the day that was Nesar because of my vest. However, that this is the day that I would have to be Choshish for if I'm Kaveya. It's more exact. He says, however, if you have a vest Ledilug and you saw Tezvav, Tezayin, Yizayin, by the time you're Kaveya, your vest, you're already not being Choshish for Tezvav. Soifai is Matir Tchilasai. You're not going to be, if I'm Kaveya my vest, then I'm no longer going to be Choshish for Tezvav. I'm going to be Choshish for whatever day is afterwards. Even though I'm always Choshish for a month plus a day, that's not a specific day. That's, you can't pin it on a day. That's not a day. You're not being Choshish. The only time Rashi said you'd be Choshish for day Mitzuyim is if it's Tezvav L'Chodesh, it's if it's 30 days, it's always going to be 30 days, then that's what I have to be Choshish for. But to be Choshish for something which at the end of, by the time I'm Kaveya the vest, I'm going to be not Choshish for this day anymore. Tezvav is not going to be a day that I'm Choshish for. Then in Hanami, I don't have to be Choshish for it. He says, V'dvar v'misukim yidvash. says Makor Mayim Chayim. In fact, the Sukkah Shoshanim, we have such a beautiful pshat from the Rav and the Rishonim. Why do I need the crazy places to say their pshat that it's Milsa Leshchicha LeGazer? The reason is for Sifud Beis. Sifud Beis is talking about a Vesta Sirug. Vesta Sirug is your Kaveya for every other Rosh Chodesh. That means you know which day of the month you're Kaveya for. And even so, you're not Choshesh after one time. You're only Choshesh after your Kaveya. Why is that? It's not Sefer Matzah Tchilah, so you don't have the time of the Ravid. Elamayim, because the Mosul Eshricho, normal women see every month, they don't see every 2 months. Memelo in Echanami, you don't have to be Choshesh for Avesta Sirug because the Mosul Eshricho. And that's a time which applies Sai to Vesta Shoy, Sai to Dilug, and Sai to Sirug. What is the Vesta Sirug, Sifud Beis? Vesta Sirug, Viri Shayna Menaminin, Ledivri Hakol, says the Mechaber, and this is what the Taz says also, everybody, Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel, but those who want to say the Ledivri Kol doesn't mean Rav and Shmuel. But, and that's how they get out of the Sirug from what we saw before him. But the Pashto says the Ledivri Hakol means, like he says in the Beis Yosef, from the Ravid, the Divrei Kol means Sai Lefi Rav and Sai Koni Teshmul. Everybody holds in this case that three Re'ias is enough. Why is three Re'ias enough according to Shmuel? L'chur, you only have two Sirugin, from Rish Chedesh Nisan to Rish Chedesh Sivan, from Rish Chedesh Siman to Rish Chedesh Av. The truth is, if you look at the Ravid says, there are those Shittas that hold in a Chanami. Yitaka needs three according to Shmuel. You need three Sirugin, four Re'ias, Rish Chedesh Nisan, Rish Chedesh Sivan, Rish Chedesh Av, and Rish Chedesh Tishrei. He says, however, we don't pass in that way. Why not? L'mais, you only have two Sirugin. The answer is, because according to Shmuel, why does he hold that you need three dilugim? Why does Shmuel hold that you need three dilugim? Why is it enough just to see Tezvav, design, design, like Rav holds? You have 3 days in a month, and you're going up a dilug. Why is that enough? The answer is because Tezvav in and of itself is not a day that I'm being kriveya. So Tezvav is not a kviyas. When I say I have a day Tezvav, that's not the day that I'm going to be choshesh for next month. It's not a kviyas. How do I know what to be choshesh for? The only way that I know what type of vest I'm being kaveya is if I look at next month's vest also. Tezvav in and of, on a regular vest, Tezvav, I know that I'm being choshesh for Tezvav next month. I don't have to look at what I did last month, and I know, I presume what it is next month. I saw Tezvav this month, I presume next month is Tezvav. Here, when you go in with Dilug, when you saw Tezvav, Tezvav is nothing in and of itself. It's only when you have two Re'ez, then I see that there is some sort of, you're going with Dilug. Tezvav, Tezayin. So Memela is similar to Haflaga. The only way that by Haflaga you have know how long the Haflaga is if you have two Re'ias. So you need four Re'ias, which are three Haflagas. By Dilugin, it's the same thing, the same day of the month. Even though it's day of the month, the only way that you can know what type of vest you're being conveyed is you have Tezvav to design, oh, I see a Dilug. Design, design, another Dilug. Design, see your cousin, a third Dilug. When it comes to Sirugin, it's not that way. Sirugin is the same day of the month every time. It's Rish Chodesh, Rish Chodesh, Rish Chodesh. So I know which day to be Chodesh for. When I see Rish Chodesh, I know that I'm going to be Chodesh for Rish Chodesh, not for another day. Because that's the day I'm trying to be Kaveh. What type of, when, which Rish Chodesh? It's only every other Rish Chodesh. Then I could use what I saw in between to tell me what, which Rish Chodesh I'm being Chodesh for. But I know which day of the month, and therefore I don't need to look at another Re'iyah to see which day of the month I'm being Kaveya. It's clear that I'm being Kaveya for Rashi Chadash, and Memela even Shmuel is going to be masking that you have to be Choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, your Kaveya vest already after, your Kaveya vest already after 3 times, not after 4 times. Now it's not clear, the Mechaber says an interesting halach, he says that when you saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you don't have to be choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Av. It's a vesta sirug, not choshesh after one time. Frekta al achreinim, but it's lachur. It's also a vesta haflaga for 60 days, 59 days. It's a vesta haflaga. Why do you have to be choshesh for a vesta haflaga of 59 days? So there's various answers given in the achreinim to this shaila, and it really maybe it makes a difference. It's telling another shaila. What happens in? Let's start maybe over there. What happens when she sees Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So she now saw 3 times the Sirugin. But it's also 3 times a Haflaga 59. Which vest is it? What's the Nafkamina? Who cares? She's seeing every other month. The Nafkamina is like what happens this past year. This past year, Cheshvan was Malay. So now, generally it's every other month is Malay Chaser. So from Nisan to Tishrei, it's always that way.
What'd she see this month?
She saw Nisan. Let's just clarify. Nisan is always Malay, Iyar is always Chaser. Sivan is always Malay, Tammuz is always Chaser. Av is always Malay, Elul is always Chaser. That's a given. Tishrei is always Malay. These are the givens. Now comes, so this woman saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and she saw Rosh Chodesh Sivan 59 days later. She didn't see Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, she saw Rosh Chodesh Av 59 days later. She didn't see Rosh Chodesh Elul, she saw Rosh Chodesh Tishrei 59 days later. Now she wants to know what they should be Chodesh for. Cheshvan this year was Molei. So is she Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is 2 months after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or is she Chodesh for 59 days, which is Lamed Cheshvan? Did it turn into a flog after three times, or is it a Vesli Yemeach Chodesh B'Sirugin? So what's the klal? We know the klal is whatever's normal. What's normal here? There is no normal here. So Pashtus is that a woman that has a vest for Yemeach Chodesh, that's always normal. You see for the day of the month, that's normal. But it's only B'Sirugin, it's not every month. Elamai, it's a flog, it's clear a flog is always normal, but not a flog for 59 days. So a flog for 59 days is not normal. Not only that, it could be, there's such a tzad, the dogma of Avatainas, how come you're not choishish for, over here, the halach is, the shad that we started off for, how come you're not choishish for Rosh Chodesh Elul, for Rosh Chodesh Av, I'm sorry, al taflaga 59. You're right that Sirugin, you're only keveh, you're only choishish for after your keveh. But you have a vest taflaga that you should be choishish for, 59. Says the Dogum Revolvi, is mitzadi, that maybe it's not normal for a woman to see more than 30 days, and therefore she doesn't have to be chayish for a flog which is more than 30 days. So then he brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch and says, not the way, 30, 32, 34, you have to be chayish. But 2 months, to totally skip a month, he says, that's not normal, and mainly you wouldn't have to be chayish for a flog. Unless you're kreveya, then you have to be chayish for a flog. But we see there's such a tzad in the Dogum Revolvi that a woman that has such a flog is not normal at all. You don't even have to be chayish as a vesh shayne kavua. So this woman is stuck. What do we do? She has two vestes. Both of them have a mila, both of them are zarn. One is a mila that is a vest in Yemei HaChodesh. She sees every month. But it's not every month. She sees on the same day of the month, but it's not every month. She has a flogger. But the flogger is such a great, long flogger. That's also not normal. The Ma'aseh Shevi Levi says in Echanami, it's not clear what such a woman would have to do. She'd have to wait till the winter and see how it pans out. She'd have to be chayish for both of them till in Echanami she sees. Is she going to see on Lamed Cheshvan or is she going to see on Aleph Kislev? And then she'll be Kaveya, whichever one it is. The. What's that? Best al Chodesh the Sirugin, you have to be Chodesh for the next 3 months. Al Sirugin? But it could be that you switched it now to Aflogi. When you saw the next time on Tishrei, then maybe the whole thing was just 59. It wasn't a Sirugin.
You destroy it.
You define it. I don't know that you destroy it. You define that the 59 that you were seeing was not a vest for Rosh Chodesh Dilugin, it was a vest for Haflagas, a 59. So you'll be Chodesh for both, Lamed Cheshvan and Aleph Kislev, until whichever one she sees, then she's going to be Kaveya, that one. Whatever, that's defined. That'll be the defining month. Which is Kaveya for Haflagas or for Sirugin. Yes, the chayr you would have to do. You would anytime you're chayr for both, you wouldn't have to do both. Even though yes, that's a good argument. That's a good argument. Now the hafla and the tefaras lamaisha say something else, which is a very interesting halacha that the Erlim was wondering about. They say the reason why you don't have to be chayr for Rosh Chodesh Av. It's obviously talking about a case where you saw in between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Rosh Chodesh Av. She saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan and then she saw Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Haflaga 59 days. In fact, Allah prayed, she should be Chodesh 59 for Rosh Chodesh Av. Why does Mechaber say Rosh Chodesh Av? It must be that Rosh Chodesh in the month of Tammuz you saw on a different day. So you didn't see on Rosh Chodesh. You weren't accurate. You still have to be Chodesh for your Rosh Chodesh. Out to be Chodesh for your Rosh Chodesh Vitsirugi, you don't have to be Chodesh. And if you see Rosh Chodesh Av, you're going to be Kaveli Sirugin. But you don't have to be Chesh for that flag because you saw in between. Agav, that's the Chorah, not so Pashat according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds you do have to be Chesh for a flag, even though we'll see in Sifir Gimel in a minute. However, it comes out a big Chiddush here. The Olam all cleared. What's the halach in a case where a woman sees, the Mechaber only talks about a case where a woman sees Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she doesn't see in the whole month of Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, she doesn't see in the whole month of Tammuz, she sees Rosh Chodesh Av. What happens if she sees totally random? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Gimel Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Zayin Tammuz. Rosh Chodesh Av. Is she Kaveh? She has two Maslulim. She has two paths. One is every other month, Kavua for Rosh Chodesh. And the other path is totally erratic. So says the Balei Shulchan, from the Tiferes Lamoisha and the Afla that we just quoted, that they say that the reason why you don't have to be Chayish for the Aflaga of 59 days is because you saw in between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Rosh Chodesh Av. Vayis says that's not Oiker, you see Rugin. They're saying that's against the Mechaber. Mechaber says if you see on Rosh Chodesh Av, you can see Rugin, even though you had another Re'eh in between. Vayis, even though you had a random Re'eh in between, you could have a second pass. She sees every other month on Rosh Chodesh, despite the fact that in between on the odd months, she saw on totally random days. I did see brought down from Rabbi Yashav that he says not that way. L'chor, you could hear us far not that way. Because it doesn't make sense. Does a woman have a kvias or doesn't have a kvias? Every other month she has a kvias, and every month she doesn't have a kvias. Every second month she has a kvias for the same money. It's a little bit schwer. But mitzad sheni, l'maisa the G'dei L'Achronim seems to say that in the Chanami that Yitaka would be chayshish. And the Meila, should a woman have that, the pashas is that she would have to be chayshish. That's if you'd be.
Why is that better?
Because there you have a kvias every time. To have two tracks where you're always kavua is not to say that a woman's kavua half the time and half the time not kavua. And if you know that you have a kvias the entire time, then l'chur it's the same thing. You could be madama. I would say that that's what our friend learned. But the svara to be mechalik is to say that a woman is always kavua, just she has different tracks, is different than to say that half the time she's kavua and half the time she's not kavua. Where you already have the kviyas lachura, then in a chanami, till you're oiker, you're not oiker. Once you have the kviyas, the question is to be kveveya lechatila and such an oiker.
Those are darker 3 days in a row like that?
What do you mean, tezvav, chav, okay? It doesn't matter, as long as they're shoved, it's fine. Tezvav, yud zayin. What did she saw on the other month?
Aleph,
that I don't know. I don't know. We wouldn't do a Sirig and a Dilug together, L'Chairam. The Pashtas is. Maybe there are those that hold that way. The same way by Yimei Shvu, we don't. To put a Dilug and a Sirig together every other month and plus a day, then I'll certainly be able to find you Vestas for anybody that gives me 6 months even. I'll be able to work it out. Now, Sif Yud Gimel, I'm not going to go through Sif Yud Gimel, but I would like to make a Hakdama for the Chiluk that the Olam did see already. It's Hakdama Nechutza, I think. That'll help you understand certainly the Beis Yosef, the Dakei Moshe, and the Taz Beis Hashem. And that is one Nekuda. This sif is one of the most merkazi sifim in all of Hilchos Nida, and certainly in Vestas. And there's many Nekudas that are discussed over here. What is the day of Ayin Beinonis? And how do you count Aflagos? And how are you Oiker Avet Ukedemer? The basic shiloh that the Eilim was handling this past week is the Ramban. The Ramban says, if a woman sees three Re'ez, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh and Chof Nisan, and then Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's the case that the Ramban talks about. It's a question whether you saw Rosh Chodesh Iyar or not. We'll go for argument's sake, you did see Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So a woman sees three Re'ez, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chof Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So that means she had 3 days of the Yimei HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Chof, and Rosh Chodesh. And she had two aflagos, 20 days, Aleph to Chof, and 12 days, Chof to Aleph Iyar. So she now has two aflagos, 20 and then 12. When she saw her second aflaga of 12, what happened to that first aflaga of 20? What happens to it? Basically, there's three possibilities. Sholei Shem Arba. Or Shtayim Shem Sholei Shem Arba, as we'll see. The first possibility is the simplest possibility. She was Eikrin and Gansen. If you saw 20, and then you saw 12, then you don't have to be Choshish for 20 anymore because you're not a lady that it takes 20 days to fill up. You're a lady that takes 12 days to fill up. You're not Choshish for 20 anymore. That's the Shita Sashach. If you saw 20, then you saw 12, you're finished with your 20, and you're Choshish only for 12. This lady that's not Choshish here, she's Choshish for 12 days from now, which is Yud Beis Iyar. She actually has to be Choshish also for Chof Nisan, but for a different reason, because it's Yimei HaChodesh of Chof Iyar, because it's Yimei HaChodesh of Chof Nisan. The other possibility is no, absolutely not. Ein kaze davar. The only way that you could be Oiker Avet is if you get to that day and you do not see. The same way that we know that a woman has a vest in Yimei HaChodesh, even if it's not a vest kavua, the only way to be Oiker that vest, if she gets to that day, is not, she doesn't see. She sees on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh and Chof Nisan. We don't say just because she saw on Chof Nisan, that she doesn't have to be Chesh Rosh Chodesh anymore. Why? You have to get up to Rosh Chodesh and not see. That's the only way to be Eker of Est. Get to that day and not see. So this woman that saw in Rosh Chodesh, Chof and Rosh Chodesh, did she ever get to day 20 and not see? She never got to day 20 and didn't see. But really, she wasn't Eker of the 20. How do you get to day 20 and not see? There are these two possibilities. This is the Shtayim Shem Shalish. There's two possibilities. Yes, you're chayshish for 20 because you never are accurate. How are you chayshish for 20? One possibility to be chayshish for 20 is every time that you have a new re'iyah, you start again and be chayshish. You emptied out. What is a re'iyah? You empty out the tank. So now you want to know when you're going to see next time. Either on day 12, which was like last time, or on day 20, which is the previous time before that. So if you get up to day 12 and you didn't see, be chayish for day 20, because you never got to day 20 and didn't see. So when you saw on Rosh Chodesh, you now have to be chayish from 12 days from Rosh Chodesh and 20 days from Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't see on day 12, you have to be chayish for day 20. If you see on day 14, the next time you have to be chayish for day 20. You still, until you get up to day 20 and you don't see, then you never ache your day 20. Which means this could go on for years. A woman could see 17, 14, 19, 13, 11, 14. She never got up to day 20. 6 months later, she gets up to day 20. She has to be chayish for day 20. Why? Because she never got up to day 20. It was accurate. This is the Shita's base mayor. The base mayor who's chaylik on the shach, that maybe some of them saw already, some of them did see already, that a slug of Ketzara is not a karuka. The only way to be Eker of S of 20 is to get to that Einati. The third possibility is, for sure you have to be chayish for 20. But 20 from when? From Chof Nisan. You saw in Rosh Chodesh, and then you saw in Chof. It's 20. Now count 20 from Chof Nisan. When's 20 from Chof Nisan? Tessir. What do you mean you pull the plug in the middle? Rosh Chodesh, you already let out all the dam. There's no dam left. So even if you're going to see after 20 days, it's going to be 20 days from now. No. Maybe it's dam in Mysterium. Maybe it's extra dam. But in Hanami, her real vessel is going to come 20 days from last 3 years. She never got up to 20 days from last 3 years and didn't see. So get to day 20 when she doesn't see. Because for test ER. And then, if she doesn't see a test ER, then she's finished with 20. She doesn't have to worry about it again. Who she says this? The Dark Emotion. The Dark Emotion says that even though you had a year in between, you still chayish from 20 from Chaf. Not only that, the Beis Yosef holds this way also. How do I know the Beis Yosef holds this way also? Because the Beis Yosef says that if you saw on Rosh Chodesh, Chaf and Rosh Chodesh. He says, you don't have to be chayish for test ear. Why don't you have to be chayish for test ear? Yes. It's 20 days from Chaf Nisan. He says, oh, I'll tell you why. Because since you saw a second time on Rosh Chodesh, it shows that your Ikari is Rosh Chodesh and not Chaf. Because you got two Riyas on Rosh Chodesh and only one Riyah on Chaf. So let out Chaf, so you don't have to be Chodesh for the Riyah of Chaf. And let's see what would have seen on Rosh Chodesh, Chaf Nisan, and Beis Iyar. You didn't see Rosh Chodesh. You don't have the Svara of the Mechaber that you saw twice on Rosh Chodesh. Then of course you have to be Chodesh for Tess Iyar. It's only in a case where you saw twice on Rosh Chodesh, then you don't have to be Chodesh for the Riyah of Chaf Iyar. But if you saw once on Rosh Chodesh, once on Chaf, once on Beis, and even the Beis Yosef is going to be maskim, they have to be chayshish for 20 days from Chaf Nisan, which is Tessir. Kumtais, we have three shitas of what happens. According to the Beis Meir, you're not chayshish for... If we're going to the Shach, you're not chayshish for 20 at all. According to the Beis Meir, you're chayshish for 20 from your new Re'iyah. According to the Beis Yosef from the Dark Emesha, you're chayshish from 20 from your previous Re'iyah. According to the Taz, you're chayshish for both. 20 from your previous Re'iyah, this is the Shalash Yemarabah. This is your chayshish from 20, like the Beis Meir, and also like the Dark Emesha. 20 from your previous Riyah, and also 20 from your newest Riyah. Now, the last Nakuda is that the only way that you can understand the Beis Yosef and the Dark Emesha of how your Kaveh are two vestas at the same time, a Haflaga and a Yerma Chodesh, is only Lishitasam. The only way that it makes any sense is Lishitasam that holds that even though you have a Re'iyah in between, you still count the Haflaga from beforehand. Even though you saw in Rosh Chodesh, you still count 20 days from Chaf. It's not 20 anymore. You had a new Haflaga in between. Doesn't make a difference. You still count 20 from the last Re'iyah until you get up to the newest Re'iyah. That's how the documentation comes out with the Cheshbon that you saw in Rosh Chodesh, and then you saw on Beis for the next month, and then you saw on Rosh Chodesh, and you saw on Dalet of the next month, and then you saw on Rosh Chodesh, and saw on Tevel of the next month. He says you have a vest Kavua for Haflagas of 31 and 3 days and Rosh Chodashim. You don't have Haflagas of 31, you have Haflagas of 27 and 4. You saw Rosh Chodesh in between your Haflagas of 31. So, Beis Yosef, the Dark Emesha, Lishitasam, that hold that you still continue your aflaga until you totally get up to that day and you don't see, you're still cheshish for the aflaga, and we consider it to be kaveh aves kavua, even though you had another re'iyah in between.